This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right. Big guest coming up.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And it's Dr. Dan Stock, who I think is probably the most articulate person of thousands of doctors we play clips of. Literally, it's thousands. We've probably played 5-10 doctors a day in the last 20 months or so, exposing this whole globalist takeover. PureHealthMed.com. It's about a 6.5-minute video. We posted the whole thing to InfoWars, but here's part of what he had to say when he was speaking a few weeks ago in Mount Vernon. And then he's going to be joining us next segment. Here it is.
Oh, I can't read that.
Looks like a doctor's signature to me.
Well, that's why I can't read it. Oh.
Guilty as charged. Dr. Dan Stock, 5777 West Seminole North, McCordsville, Indiana. To address your comment, gee, it's hard to believe we're 18 months into this and still having a problem. And I would suggest the reason we still have a problem is because we're doing things that are not useful. And we're getting our sources of information from the Indiana State Board of Health and the CDC, who actually don't bother to read science before they do this. I'm actually a functional family medicine physician. That means I am specially trained in immunology and inflammation regulation. And everything being recommended by the CDC and the State Board of Health is actually contrary to all the rules of science. So things you should know about coronavirus and all other respiratory viruses, they are spread by aerosol particles, which are small enough to go through every mask. By the way, the literature that supports all of that is in a flash drive that we presented to you. It's been given to the secretary. As a matter of fact, it quotes at least three studies sponsored by the NIH to that exact fact, even though the CDC and the NIH have chosen to ignore the very science that they paid to have done. That is why you keep struggling with this, is because you cannot make these viruses go away. The natural history of all respiratory viruses is that they circulate all year long, waiting for the immune system to get sick through the winter or become deranged, as has happened recently with these vaccines, and then they cause symptomatic disease. Because they cannot be filtered out, and they have animal reservoirs, and this is a very important point, no one can make this virus go away. The CDC has managed to convince everybody that we can handle this like we did smallpox, where we could make a virus go away. Smallpox had no animal reservoirs. The only thing it learned to infect was humans. That's why we were able to make that virus go away. That will not happen with this any more than it will with influenza, the common cold, respiratory syncytial virus, adenoviral respiratory syndromes, or anything else that has animal reservoirs. So the reason you can't do this is because you're trying to do something which has already been tried and can't be done. Equally important is that vaccination changes none of this, especially with this vaccine. And I would hope this board would start asking itself, before it considers taking the advice of the CDC, the NIH, and the State Board of Health, why we are doing things about this that we didn't do for the common cold, influenza, or respiratory syncytial virus. And then ask yourself, why is a vaccine that is supposedly so effective having a breakout in the middle of the summer when respiratory viral syndromes don't do that? And to help you understand that, you need to know the condition that is called antibody-mediated viral enhancement. That is a condition done when vaccines work wrong, as they did in every coronavirus study done in animals on coronaviruses after the SARS outbreak, and done in respiratory syncytial virus, where a vaccine used in a vulnerable individual done the wrong way, which cannot be done right for a respiratory virus, which has a very low pathogenicity rate, causes the immune system to actually fight the virus wrong and let the virus become worse than it would with native infection. And that is why you are seeing an outbreak right now. In fact, in that flash drive you're going to have coming to you and in the emails with 6X, there will be a study showing that 75% of people who had COVID-19 positive symptom cases in Barnstable, Massachusetts outbreak were fully vaccinated. Therefore, there is no reason for treating any person vaccinated any differently than any person unvaccinated. You should also know that no vaccine, even the ones I support and would give to myself and my children, ever stops infection. In 2014, there was an outbreak of mumps in the National Hockey League. The only people who came down with symptoms were the people who were unvaccinated or unknown vaccine status. Boy, that sounds like a great argument for vaccines. But a question that you should ask yourself, knowing that half of the people who came down with symptomatic disease had no contact with an unvaccinated or unknown vaccine status individual, where did they get the disease? And the answer was from the vaccinated individuals.
We'll be right back. Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena and he's continuing to expose serious issues with the 2020 election. We need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made in American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, he is a busy man running a very successful practice, and I've been trying to get him on for close to a month since he gave the best 6.5-minute speech I have seen, just boiling down the admitted mainline science that even I learned in high school and college, just in biology class, that natural immunity is better than a vaccine immunity, that the viruses, you can't create a vaccine for a cold virus because there's too many of them. Just on and on and on. He gets up there and he explains it to them. And if that got seen by 100 million Americans or a billion people worldwide, they could then educate the world and stop it. There's the headline. Watch doctor educate school board on COVID vaccine and mask, slam CDC and NIH. That's, a article that I just got reposted today. To make sure that everybody follows that. We're also going to post the video under the live show feed at Infowars.com with, again, the bombshell headline. The UK and the EU main regulators have come out and said, do not give the shot to 15 and younger. And we have our own number one and number two heads of vaccine program at the FDA saying we didn't authorize these shots. This new authorization is an emergency authorization. It's not approved. That won't even happen if it does till 2025. And they went on and they said, you shouldn't give people boosters. It's not going to work. And you shouldn't give it to children. That's hardly in the news, though. That is huge. So really people are waking up to the hysteria and the lies and what's been pushed here and the censorship of thousands of prominent doctors in the U.S. alone and all over Europe and Europe and Australia are trying to pass laws that doctors can't criticize official UN statements on all this that lied about the Wuhan origin and that told us that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine doesn't work, even though it won a Nobel Prize. This is crazy. So Dr. Dan Stock, a Pure Health Functional Family Medicine, is a passionate practitioner of functional family medicine, providing both prescription and non-prescription treatments without bias. He is an accomplished and highly respected medical doctor with a long track record of success in the delivery of family medicine, functional medicine, and primary care. He has educated in a variety of medical disciplines with academic achievements from top colleges and universities. Dr. Stock is a recent founder of Cyril and Dorothy's Foundation for Medical Freedom. He also is the head of the grassroots movement, which has spread globally, Medical Freedom for All, puremedicalmed.com. And we've got him for the next 50 minutes. Sir, thank you so much. And I'm going to try to just give you the floor to go back to what you said to the school board or city council, or go back to whatever you want to say. We were blessed to have you, and we'll have to go to break here in about 7 minutes, but we'll come back. So you've got the floor, sir. Thank you, doctor.
Well, thank you. And by the way, that's the first I've heard of the UK's decision on the children and the booster shots. And I have to tell you, that's the best news I've heard probably since this thing came out, is that somebody's finally starting to realize that this is not a rational approach to this particular disease. I'd like everybody to know that there are diseases you can make good vaccines against. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'd give my own kid MMR vaccine. Glad my mom and dad gave it to me. But there are pathogens that, because of the nature of the way they infect cells, just make a really bad subject for vaccination. Coronavirus has already displayed that in the animal models. I think anybody who was looking at that and understood the pathophysiology of how this works would have said, hey, vaccinating against this, especially in the middle of a pandemic, when there are alternatives that are cheaper, very well demonstrated to be effective, was like having four fives on the table and trying to draw an ace to get under 21. And I would say it's even worse now that they're showing you the corner of the card that doesn't have an A in it to still say hit me.
Well, that's perfectly said, and I said I wasn't going to interrupt, but they're now admitting that it has like 39% efficacy. They say it's dropping even faster, probably never even worked. Now they say they want a booster shot. Fauci says that'll give you, he said, basically 100% protection. That's another lie. So they're saying they have an ace of spades, but it's actually not even a head card.
Well, as a matter of fact, if in fact what's developing is antibody-dependent enhancement, and I would tell everybody right now, look, we don't have a 95% certain study, and we're not going to because nobody's going to pay for one. Nobody's going to do it. I don't know that you could recruit the people to join it right now. I wouldn't, because the data that's on the table for ADE looks so bad. If ADE is what's developing, then the worst thing you can do is give somebody a booster. Because of the way it deranges the immune system, what you would expect is maybe they'll get a couple of weeks or a month of extra protection as long as they're exposed. And then you would expect them to slide further and further into the making of these harmful antibodies we call enhancing antibodies that further make the infection get worse. And in fact, why we would even take an experimental vaccine, which has been so horribly researched, all of the safety steps skipped, and trying to convince the public that just because we did a very large trial badly, that somehow or other that means we've proven safely. Why we would do this to a group of children who have a survival rate that is so high, I cannot fathom. Why we would expose them to the risk of myocarditis and pericarditis and thrombocytopenic thrombosis, I cannot fathom. And I am glad to see the UK is finally starting to show some sense about this and recognize that if we had used augmented natural immunity, meaning we go with things like vitamin D, zinc, ivermectin, quercetin, hydroxychloroquine, if we had done these things from the get-go, we would have probably had a population that handled this virus very well, and I might add, would have had protection from other diseases as well. These are the same things that make influenza and the common cold problematic. Vitamin D has been shown to reduce the risk of cancer by at least 60%, probably more like 80% in the best-done trial. And I tell people that we've doubled down and spent enormous amounts of money on a vaccine and suppressed the very fundamentals of augmented natural immunity. I can't explain this on the basis of a compassionate use of science to help humanity.
Doctor, again, please continue to lay this out. Go back into the antibody dependency situation, because that's what Dr. Wolfgang Wudarg, top advisor to the EU, said back in December in an emergency filing with Dr. Yidan, the former head of science at Pfizer. And they said, we've looked at this, we tried these vaccines before, doesn't matter if it's a classic vaccine or if it's this mRNA, it's going to create a spike protein, it's going to attack the brain, the lungs, the heart, it's going to cause heart attacks, all the things that now happened. And then we got the CDC document from October this year where they internally were saying, we think it'll do this list of things. So this is not uncharted territory. So you talk about how they wanted an ace card. But it seems even worse than that. I mean, they knew what this was going to do.
Well, like I say, the best you can characterize it is trying to draw an ace when you got four fives on the table. The way antibody-dependent enhancement, it has several mechanisms by which it deranges immune system function. And one of the things people need to know first is that antibodies actually don't fight viral infected cells. When a cell gets infected by a virus, antibodies don't get rid of it. What gets rid of it is something called a cytotoxic T cell, which is made by the T helper cells in response to the antigen they're presented if the innate immune system can't fix the problem on its own. And that antibodies are only made after that infection is taken care of or if that infection can rapidly spread through the bloodstream. But because the immune system's response, it always has to choose between making cytotoxic T cells and antibodies. It can't just make as much of either as it wants. The resources are forced to choose. So when you present somebody with an antigen that goes systemically from the beginning, and these vaccines for the for coronavirus disseminate through the body more than any other vaccine that I've ever seen used. What they effectively tell the immune system is it's not localized in the lung, it's all over the body. Make less cytotoxic T cells, make a lot more antibodies. But now when you finally get infected in the lungs, you really are not primed to fight the right way. Then there's the problem of what's called enhancing antibody. Whenever your immune system makes a response, the antibody comes out and it binds to this protein somewhere. But many of these viral proteins, they actually, when they get to their receptor, have to change shape and force the virus through the cell. And you can make an antibody that actually forces that shape change to occur so that now you have something that can even infect cells without its receptor or can infect cells more easily with its receptor. That's been demonstrated in one molecular modeling study already for the Delta variant, which probably explains why it's worse. So your body
actually... We've got a little break. Come back and keep walking us through this. And then I've got some questions, just anecdotal, but I see the numbers. Seems like people are a lot sicker this year than we were a year ago during supposed COVID. And a lot of people aren't testing positive for COVID, but it looks like COVID symptoms. Tell me what's happening when we come back. Please stay with us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We go right back to Dr. Dan Stock, who has a big, successful practice, and he gave a powerful 6.5-minute speech. It's the best out there in a concise nutshell, purehealthmed.com. I want you to have the floor for the rest of the hour, sir. You're bringing up amazing points. You're getting out incredible information. But I have one question, because you alluded to having four fives in a poker game and hoping you can pull an ace to beat it. You have a very low probability of that. You're saying, wow, they really just rolled the dice here. But they didn't. I mean, I'm not a doctor like you, but they did all these studies. Fauci did UT studies. National Initiative Obama in 2008 through 2012 at UT with seven other universities, and they found that they tried to create similar vaccines for SARS and COVID, and it would kill most of the rats. And so UT said, don't try this with humans. We've shown the study many times. Fauci was on the study. So I don't understand. I've seen other doctors testify to Congress, and they go, yeah, we've abandoned cold virus and coronavirus projects because even in human trials, they would rattle off examples of it killing people. So, I mean, you're smart. These guys are smart. And so I know you're a doctor. You're a scientist. You go with what you can prove. But as a citizen, why are they so reckless? Why would they roll something out that doesn't work and now say, oh, boosters will work, but then that's not going to work? I mean, what do you think's going on here?
Until you're in another man's mind, you can only speculate. But when I can't explain something on the basis of biochemistry, physiology, and anatomy, I usually fall back on the rule that you can only get so stupid for free, and then you have to pay for ignorance. So I don't know who's paying for what. But when I start to see suppression of data, which is the mark of scoundrels and cowards, when I see censorship, when I see a government that is actually taking away from its population the ability to get its hands on ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, when I see them paying hospitals in such a way that makes a hospital fight back when a family member wants to give a patient these agents, when I see the FDA actually contacting compounding pharmacists and threatening them with $50,000 fines and loss of their license if they compound up 25-hydroxy vitamin D, I can only assume that there is either power or money or both at the bottom of this. And I think that's human nature to assume that, because it can't be explained as a compassionate use of science to help humanity. And you're right. There is no way that this is just simple naivete. Naivete learns. It recognizes that what it's doing isn't working. It recognizes the recommendations about trying to contain a respiratory virus that has a long latency period in animal reservoirs. Was going to be futile from the get-go. I can only assume that someone has an agenda which is not in the best interest of the human population.
Please continue, Doctor, laying out what's really happening and what you think we can do about this.
Well, I think people need to understand that because in a normal respiratory viral response to something which infects it, locally in the respiratory system is not very good at getting into the bloodstream early, that it responds with cytotoxic T cells and only late with antibodies and very low antibody responses, that if you instead torture that immune system into responding heavily with antibodies, first of all, the chance that you're going to make that enhancing antibody, which actually makes the virus more dangerous, becomes greater and greater. And in fact, that's what these vaccines do. When they first came out, the people from the CDC were bragging about the fact that it had a greater antibody response than natural infection did. And apparently somebody advised them, you might want to keep that under your shut up about that. That's not actually a good advertisement for your vaccine. And they were touting this before they had any data that even had a cytotoxic T cell stimulation. Since then, the data has come out and said that it has a lower cytotoxic T cell stimulation than natural infection does. This explains the Israeli experience right now, where if you've recovered from COVID-19, and you compare those people to people who have been vaccinated, the vaccinated people have... was it 13 times the risk of having a positive test, 27 times the risk of having symptoms, 6.7 times the chance of being hospitalized. And that's all true if you were infected within the last 7 months. If they look back to a year and a half ago and said, hey, you got your first infection a year and a half ago, you still have six times the protection of somebody who's been vaccinated. So the immune system response to natural infection, if augmented, is more physiologic. It works much better. It can be done just as safely because there are many, many side effects of these vaccines. Here in the United States, we're actually watching the suppression of this as cases of adverse events are being deleted from the VAERS system. The number of deaths and side effects reported for these vaccines in about 9 months exceeds every other death and side effect recorded for every other vaccine in the history of VAERS. And I've heard many people say, well, VAERS isn't designed to prove causality. And I would say, look, it's not the best proof of causality that can be gotten, but it's the best proof of causality we're going to have because nobody is doing the proper studies. I think it'd be useful for Americans to know as this how vaccine testing has evolved over time and why it evolved there. Back in the 1960s, we tried to make a vaccine for a virus called respiratory syncytial virus. And at that time, the FDA didn't require any animal trials before human trials. So they took a group of kids, divided them in half, gave some placebo and some the vaccine, followed them out. And over time, we saw the exact same thing that we see with COVID-19. Initial small protection was developed, and then suddenly the line started to cross, and the people who had been vaccinated started to get more disease. And in fact, at the end of that trial, they actually had more children dying from COVID, from RSV in the vaccinated group than in the placebo group. So after that, the FDA required that if you're going to take a vaccine out, you have to have animal trials before you go to humans, although they didn't require long-term animal trials at first. That's what led us to have the swine influenza vaccine, which caused Guillain-Barré syndrome and developed other autoimmune diseases and led to it being sacrificed. And after that, they said, look, here's the new rules. If you're going to bring a vaccine out to humans, you have to have at least 2 years of animal trials, and you have to multiply expose the animals to the pathogen so that we don't see this ADE developing, which gets worse with each exposure to the pathogen. Then after you've got 2 years, 3 years of animal trials that show that these guys can survive subsequent infections without having this ADE develop, you're allowed to do some trials in humans of small numbers where you give your vaccine. We see what all tissues it goes in. We're going to follow those people out to see what happens to their individual organs. And after 2 or 3 years, if their organs don't suffer any damage compared to people getting placebo, then you can do a large trial that's placebo-controlled and randomized. And that trial has to be representative of the population, or we're going to exclude everybody that you exclude from the trial. And that trial has to go on 2 or 3 years so that we can have multiple exposures to the pathogen to see whether or not ADE is going to develop. And probably the biggest lie I've seen told by my federal government is to say that no safety steps were cut. So people need to know that all of them were cut. Animal trials for this, if they were done, have not been published. Instead, they ran right out, and they got a group of human beings and screened them to make sure they were healthier than the average population. And I want people to understand how important that is to trying to interpret the research from the studies we have. So if you count the COVID-19 death and disease the same way that we count it for influenza, which the CDC has chosen not to do, then the death rate from COVID-19 is about 0.2%, about the same as a bad influenza or a moderate influenza year. So if you took this trial of people that they did with the Pfizer vaccine, approximately 21,500 people, and you apply that to a 0.2% death rate, you would have expected to have about 4 people die in the placebo group. If you use the CDC's numbers, which is about 2%, you would expect about 40 people to die in the placebo group. And instead, they had 0 die from COVID-19 in the placebo group. And the reason they had so little death in that is because they took out anybody who had possibly been previously infected to begin with. Even if you had had symptoms of COVID-19 without a test, you were taken out of the trial.
Doctor, stay there. Dr. Dan Stock, purehealthmed.com. Incredible information. We've got so many questions and so much more for him to say. Straight ahead, please stay with us. Purehealthmed.com. Share that link.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare of the enemy and try to stop their agenda. And we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits. Because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, after our guest leaves us in about 30 minutes, I had the London Guardian promoting voluntary extinction of the human race. I'm not joking. They want to teach us all to hate ourselves. We have no future in dystopia, so we roll over, don't have a life force, and just give our power over to the Great Reset and Klaus Schwab. This is in the London Telegraph. You can't make this up. This is also Fox News. Pennsylvania professor teaches white people committing suicide can be an ethical act if you're white. This white is pure evil. Again, this is all just leftist death cult stuff. This is what happens when civilizations are in big trouble. I'm going to be covering all of that and more and the world ID, and now they're bringing out a world medical ID. There'll also be your carbon credit ID. I'm going to show you the videos, the statements of Klaus Schwab. I mean, this is dystopia on steroids and PCP with a cherry on top of Satanism. So that's all coming up. Let me just mention some of this because the doctor was getting into this. He was also getting into the science. I'm going to go back and finish what you're saying. You see Fauci, and I've also seen the Surgeon General say, natural immunity is not as good for COVID. Now that's like saying a gold medal at the Olympics is not good. You don't want one of those. Because, I mean, this vaccine isn't even a bronze medal. Like the doctor said, vaccines are real technology. It actually works, but it's not contaminated. This isn't even a vaccine, in my view. So they're telling you it's a gold medal when it doesn't even qualify for the Olympics. I mean, I'm going to kind of use that as the analogy here, but here it is. This ends the debate. Israeli study shows natural immunity 13 times more effective than vaccines at stopping Delta. Here's another one. Study 13 times. Here's another one. Delta variant, natural immunity, 700 times greater protection. And this is all admitted, but then I have the Surgeon General saying, oh, it's learned. I mean, your natural immunity is not good. You need the shot. For you as a medical doctor, can you explain to listeners and viewers, or tell me if I'm wrong, that that completely is 180 degrees from known medical science and facts? And then what do you think is going on when they make statements like that, doctor?
You know, what's going on inside their heads, I don't know, but it's not biology and chemistry and physiology. It just doesn't explain it. The data that's coming out, I think the reason that video got so many hits isn't because I'm the best-looking doctor in the world and just the smartest man in medicine. It got hits because everybody's beginning to realize it just doesn't add up. To make a statement like that without a placebo-controlled randomized blinded trial, I have no.
That's right. You left off. Start over. You left off on how they're not, how they skipped the trials and how no research was done when they say safe and effective. That's another lie.
Well, you know, the safe and effective are just nebulous terms, and so it gives somebody a way to actually mislead without lying. I'm not sure there's a big difference between misleading and lying, but there is a technical one. So, you know, one of the things I've heard them say is, oh, these are the best research vaccines, and they've justified that by saying that the number of people studied was huge. But I would want Americans and everyone in the world to know that if I do a really, really large study very, very badly, that doesn't make it a good study. And in fact, the Pfizer
vaccine... Yeah, that's like having tens of millions of extra votes that showed up after Trump won on election night that magically got introduced. Just because you, in fact, if you want to fake a study, right, doctor, you want a bigger study group to be able to manipulate it.
Well, in fact, the way you do it is you control who's going to get into the trial, which is exactly what was done with the COVID-19 vaccines. The exclusion of pregnant women, and the reason that's important is twofold. First of all, you got the risk of the fetus you have to analyze. And second of all, pregnant women actually have an increased risk of autoimmune diseases that comes on with pregnancy. And their era right after pregnancy. And then to exclude people with autoimmune diseases, where these are already people whose immune system is not regulating normally, to take them out of the trial, along with everybody who's been previously infected, where you might start seeing the signs of antibody-dependent enhancement show up early, is a very selective study. And so when you come out with this study, and then you even look at the results of the study, and even with the data they have, I would tell people, look, we already know it did not reduce death because they had no deaths in the placebo group. And then you should ask yourself, well, what did it do with symptoms? And then here again, they say a very misleading symptom. Oh, reduce the risk of having symptomatic COVID-19 disease. But what they don't tell you is what did it do to symptoms in general? So, for instance, to prevent a little bit less than 170 symptomatic cases of a disease that causes pain, fatigue, and fever, they caused about 2,000 cases of painful arms, about 11,500 cases of fatigue, and about 6,750 cases of fever. To prevent 160-some-odd cases of a febrile, painful, fatiguing disease. Therefore, you should have seen from the very get-go that this thing obviously doesn't do what you want it to do. Now, to their credit, they're able to show a slight reduction in the risk of having a severe infection and a hospitalization. But again, after 3 months, all of these studies, they vaccinated the placebo group. I actually know somebody who works for Moderna who confirms that 90% plus of the people who were in the placebo group have now been vaccinated. So remember that the natural history of somebody who's developing ADE is the vaccine looks good at first, and then it starts to get bad later on. Partly because
sure, so that ruins the study because now they vaccinated people. You don't have the control group. Is that correct?
Yes, it's a great way to bury the data. It's the best I can say is if you're trying to make sure nobody can prove ADE, it's the way to do it.
And that's why they want to get everybody injected, because they don't want a natural control group out there.
That's correct. The background rate is the only other way that you can prove something's having a problem. It's how they were able to prove it causes Guillain-Barré syndrome. It's how they've been able to show it causes Bell's palsy, acute transverse myelitis, acute disseminated encephalomyelitis. I'm hoping to get rid of the rest of it. If you want my personal opinion, I'm sure it's causing a heart attack and stroke, because that's what this spike protein does.
Well, that's my next question. I mean, they're even saying antibody-dependent enhancement now that everybody warned about who were experts when this all started, or even before it started. So what do you make of Israel, the most vaccinated populous country in the world, highest death rate, highest hospitalization? And if you look at the graphs, doctors, I'm sure you know, the deaths and illnesses and hospitalization, all of it, directly follow after each round of shots. I mean, this is insane.
Well, again, you know, if the only thing you will let make you believe is the placebo-controlled randomized blinded trial covered out for 2 to 3 years, then do one. But what we have right now suggests exactly what you would expect from ADE, that eventually some variant comes up which is able to highly bound to an antibody and become enhanced. And then you'll start to see that disease become even worse, because now it can infect cells without its receptor or infect cells with its receptor more easily.
What about causing, so you're saying this is like a live virus vaccine. This is causing shedding, this is causing mutants, because, again, I'm not a scientist like you or a doctor. I know a lot of scientists warned that this wouldn't just cause this antibody issue, but it would also create a lot of really crazy mutants, and then we're starting to see that. And I also saw statistically, and I've talked to doctors at big hospitals here in Texas and New York, they say they and the nurses are pressured when somebody's sick to not say it was the vaccine, so that's why they're claiming, oh, you have less adverse COVID response if you've been inoculated. They're telling me that it looks like actually people that have actually taken the vaccine are the ones that are in the hospitals. That's what they're anecdotally saying.
You know, even Israel, about a month ago, they were announcing that half the people in the hospitals were fully vaccinated. Last I saw, just about 10 days ago, that's now up to 3/4 are fully vaccinated. And, of course, you understand how ADE works. Is eventually some mutant develops that binds to an antibody and makes it enhanced, and then it runs wild. Not only does it give the people who've been vaccinated illness that they weren't getting before, but it also makes them shedding factories, and now you'll start to see the unvaccinated, unrecovered around them getting sick. And this is the most important statistic that the Israeli study showed, that the Great Britain data, where they're actually counting cases the right way and keeping the right data, showed, is that those people who have recovered are not suffering from Delta. They are maintaining their immunity, which indicates that you must have trained the immune system to do something wrong. And what you've probably trained it to do is make an enormous amount of antibodies, which can enhance. And I can tell you, I have one of my patients who was forced by her company to get a vaccine. We agreed to have her antibody levels measured because she's had migraines ever since she took the vaccine. And her antibody levels are 100 times the level of a recovered individual.
Wow.
And I tell you, this is exactly what you would expect in ADE, exactly what the animal trials predicted, exactly what you would expect from a virus that has a protein that has to change conformation to push it through a cell.
Doctor, final segment. It's a long segment. I want you to get into everything else you want to impart to us, but talk about premeditation. I mean, these are scientists. They load the gun. They've done the studies. They point it. They pull the trigger. And it sounds like they wanted to give billions of people worldwide ADE. Now we know why China and others won't take these Moderna and Pfizer shots. But we'll be right back with the final segment with our amazing guest. Please stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Segment with our amazing guest, Dr. Dan Stock. We're going to archive this at freeworldnews.tv, and I hope you share it with everyone. Purehealthmed.com. Doc, you were finishing up with the whole antibody problem, and clearly the experts warned this would happen, and now it's happening. How does that tie into things like this National Geographic headline from 6 years ago, leaky vaccines enhance spread of deadlier chicken viruses, and this Marek's disease, and I've seen scientists liken this to that, where they keep giving them vaccines for the cold, for the bird flu, and then it finally creates a super virus that kills 100% of them, and they give them another virus, but then they always are still infected and grow tumors all over themselves, and they have to kill the whole flocks, and scientists warn this could happen in humans. Are you aware of Marek's disease, and what's your take on that?
I'm not, and I don't want to comment on a study because I don't like to comment on things I haven't read. Although, if people need to understand that you can take a vaccine and make an immune system do the wrong thing. When a cell gets infected with a virus, the infected cell actually talks to the immune system, tells it the nature of its injury, and tells it where it's at and how it needs it to respond. Well, when you start, you know, when a virus enters through the respiratory system, the immune system learns, that's where I go, oh, I make cytotoxic T cells. When you start doing manipulation, it won't actually lead to an infection. Things like killed virus vaccines, these mRNA vaccines, which I think scare me the most because they take a healthy cell and make it make an unhealthy protein. you start misinforming the immune system what it's supposed to be doing about this. And so I could easily see where you keep vaccinating a group of birds with a vaccine that doesn't really mimic infection very naturally, and eventually you have an immune system so perverted in its response. It's been trained wrong, and immune systems have memories. They learn, and they keep learning. And then eventually you have an immune system which just doesn't do what an immune system was designed by evolution to do. And not all pathogens are amenable to vaccination. And this vaccine good idea, you know, we've had a number of vaccines. Rotavirus vaccine caused people's intestines to have intussusception, and children were having problems with it from there. Dengue vaccine caused ADE. We already spoke about the respiratory syncytial vaccine. There's a fair number of vaccines which have actually died in animal trials before they got to humans and then showed problems when they got to humans after a long time.
Yeah, exactly. You see it covered up. It's even in Reuters and AP where they gave, what, 100 homeless people in a European country, I remember, the shot, and most of them died. I mean, it's crazy what goes on, and they try to act like there's no problem. So let me ask you this. How good a news is it that the European CDC just said no booster shots for adults, and they're recommending no shots under 12. I've got the articles, we put them on screen. We also have the EU, I mean the UN, you know, pushing this. But now the UK has come out and said no, anybody under 16 should not take the shot. I mean, that is a big deal. Obviously, that's tied to the big expert virologist number one and number two at the FDA quitting over what's happening. How big a deal is that? I mean, that looks like some light at the tunnel for me, doctor.
The brightest, happiest light I have seen in months now, to be honest with you, Alex. My hope is that we will no longer force our military to force this choice. There's no reason we should be putting nurses and doctors through this. We've already taken over the healthcare system. We have guns to every doctor's head. If he doesn't do what he wants, what the insurance companies and the governments and the FDA and the NIH and the CDC tell them to do, they bankrupt them and blacklist them. And I can go into another show about how they do this, because I was elected to the physician board of a local health network, and I've seen all the interior workings of how this goes. I know how insurance companies keep doctors from studying. I know how they keep them from thinking deeply. But this light at the end of the tunnel is, it's the best news I have seen in a year, that somebody's finally recognizing this vaccine has limitations, and hopefully we'll eventually get to the point we recognize this vaccine is not as good as the alternatives we have at hand. And then people can stand up and go to their FDA and say, I'm not going to let you take ivermectin away from me. Frankly, the fact that they're doing this, I should hope that somebody in my Congress would actually strip the FDA of the power to control the medicine supply again. The fact that they're willing to actually take away ivermectin for people reminds me of just letting the Tuskegee syphilis men die from syphilis. I can't think of anything better as a corollary or anything more reprehensible, incompassionate, and thoughtless in the world.
Wow, just incredible. And please come back and talk about health boards. My dad is a physician. He was on health boards. He witnessed it for himself as well, the takeover of medicine. And I think that's what this is a global corporate takeover of medicine. And it's just like BP with the Deepwater Horizon ordered the engineers to not use concrete in the deepest well ever drilled. They said, sir, it will blow up. And they said, this is in the court transcripts, we're a $46 billion company. We suspend mathematics. And then it blew up. And it just seems like just insane hubris by these people to roll forward with this, the head of Pfizer, the heads of Moderna. You know, just because they've got DARPA working with them doesn't mean they get a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people who like to think of Hitler as an evil man. And I tell people what I would most think of him is, like all tyrants, he's an idiot. All of his generals told him, if you attack Russia, we're toast. And the man was so drunk with his own self-absorption that he attacked them anyway and ruined and bombed Germany back to the Stone Age. And I hope everybody realizes that tyrants are idiots, and please don't take advice from idiots. I have it in my contract with all of my patients that I'll make no profit on anything I give them advice about, whether it's a test, a medicine, a supplement, an imaging study, a referral. On all of this, I sell nothing but advice. And I tell them, guys, you need to know that's not how the healthcare system in the United States works right now. Every doctor in the United States has a financial gun to his head. I can speak like this because I take direct payment only from my patients. Your money, if you buy from me, is not controlled by an insurance company or the government. And probably 85% of doctors, 95% of doctors in the country can't say that. So don't hate the doctor. Please don't hate the doctor. But hate the system that he's in. He doesn't want this system either. We have a few loud ones who think the system is good, who believe that they're being led the right way, who probably don't read anything but the research that they're handed and the studies and the conferences they're allowed to spend their continuing
medical. Well, let me bring this up in closing. That's a great example. You go to the NIH website or you go to the CDC website or the FDA, it says, don't take ivermectin. It's horrible. It doesn't help you. Though it won a Nobel Prize for virology for being antiviral, the Japanese and all the rest of it. It's mainly a human drug. And then you go to the NIH or CDC site or FDA and search it, and there's hundreds of studies how great it is. So on the front page, it says, oh, don't be an idiot, don't take it. But then the actual studies say the opposite. That is such an example of how flimsy the propaganda is.
Well, I would tell people, look, get your advice from a doctor who doesn't have a financial conflict of interest. There's been lots of reports that people at the CDC and the NIH, and I know people at the FDA, have financial conflicts of interest when they get into this. The research that I've seen for ivermectin and what I've seen it do to my own patients, anybody who wants to claim this thing has no good data, what they're saying is I've chosen not to pay attention to any good data. You won't be convinced of anything if you don't want to be. And I think people should recognize that the healthcare system right now is under duress. And it's not under duress from its doctors. It's under duress. Its doctors are under duress as well. And then, like I say, don't hate your doctor. Free him. Fight with your state and local representatives to get this federal government.
And support independent doctors like yourself. I know a lot of doctors and nurses are leaving the system and starting their own clinics and own hospitals. And that's a natural exodus, isn't it? Just like America was founded trying to get away from a tyranny. We weren't perfect, but then we became the mecca of freedom. We had to simply, like the Jews left Egypt with Moses, and just like, you know, the Christians, the left England or whatever, we're going to have to do it again.
Yeah, I suspect my hope is this happens without violent revolution. The convention of states, I think, is our only long-term way out of this, is the long-term solution. But right now, we need a short-term solution to the state legislatures for COVID-19. We're not going to get this solved by our federal government. They're clearly for sale.
Well, doctor, I appreciate your time. As soon as you can, come back with your expertise on solutions at the legislative level and at the local level. PureHealthMed.com, Dr. Dan Stock. Please come back as soon as you can on that subject.
I would love, Alex. I'd love to.
All right. Powerful. Great guy. Totally on target. Amazing. Millions are watching right now. Probably 2 million and listening. But we need to share this now. It needs 20 million views. We can win the war if you'll simply share this with everybody you know and then tell them to share it and tell them to share it. Okay. I'm going to break. I've got so much news on where they're going to take us if we don't stop them. And if we take the World ID and the global app, how it's a carbon app, and where that's going to go. And then I've got so much other news that we're going to be hitting in the next hour. Took a lot of calls this week. Not taking calls today because I've got to cover all this news and information. But the War Room, 3 p.m. today, will be taking calls at 3 p.m. today. And, of course, Harrison Smith's always done a good job because he started American Journals 6-8 months ago. But he's really kicking ass now. That crew and that show and that host, it just looks great, sounds great. It's really damn good. I try not to tune in. I'm so busy in the morning getting ready, but then I'm also getting ready watching that. I'm like, gosh, an hour just went by. I gotta take my daughter to school. All right, folks, we're going to go to break. Come back. Don't forget, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, so great for your immune system. 33% off, selling out. Funds the InfoWar, InfoWarStore.com. And we'll keep the show on the air to fight the tyrants.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.